Sunday night Chodesh Avodos, Shara Avodos Elokim, and we're in Perek Dalet, and we're starting from the word Vahamutar. At this point, the Chodesh Avodos has said there are things that are Osir, things that are a mitzvah, and things that are mutar. He will slightly change that characterization as we go on. Vahamutar mischalik l'shlosha chalokim, and this is Deha Sipuk. This is like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Deha Sipuk, he starts with just enough, just right. For a ribuy is too much. For Hakitzer is too little. Well, we may have a culture gap here. You know Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe that's an American fairy tale. I don't know. The Deha Sipuk, what does it mean, enough? What a person can't exist without, whether it's physical health, or emotional health, we need certain things. The Chavis Halvav is back in Shara Bitochon in Perek Dalid when he talked about having Bitochon and Hashem for things that we need, also put emotional needs in there. Kamo hamozon, food, machal mishta, v'amalbush, clothing, shelter, dibur, talking, what he has to talk, mashu hutzorich elov, the seder in yonov, upu'ulosov, what he has to be masader, he has to arrange. You're talking about a normal person, normal life. He has to arrange, he has to do things, uscharosov, he has to arrange his business dealings, v'hishtam shol b'chol minei tenuosov. He has to use all of his senses. He has to use seeing, hearing. He's busy with the world. V'sheyikach mehem, and he has to take from the world k'dei hasipuk v'hanachona, the right amount, asher b'hem yechavin inyanu, in order to exist, in order to live. K'mo shomer akosuf, tov ish chonein umalve, a person that's able to lend. An interesting pasuk he brings down. So, like saying Ashrei Ho'ish, that has to lend out. Yichalkel Dvorov B'Mishpat. In other words, he has made a cheshbin what he needs, and then he's ready to give to tzedakah more than that, or ready to lend it to the poor more than that. Yichalkel Dvorov B'Mishpat. He budgets. He budgets his money. He budgets his time. He has a cheshbin with the way he lives. That's the ideal. And he only takes what he needs. V'chelek hasheni shehu haribui. Chazal warned us again. He's talking mutter. At this point, he's saying it's mutter, but there's ribui, more than what you need, what we call meisras. V'hu avor gvul dehasipuk. He went over the line of what he needs, ela toisefes, to what he wants, more than what he needs. Again, needs could be flexible, meaning if he truly needs it. But at some point, you're over the line, and you don't really need that. Asher ein tzorech bo lo odom, kamo hariboy min hamachel v'hamishteh, ukvar hizri mimenu hachocham bom, Rosham HaMelech warned us against it, not to do it, al tehi besol ve'eyayin bezolu le'boser lomo, v'chein sheyaflig lehiskashet b'malbushim. So, you know, like I said, my father's second wife had, you know, she was rich. She had three dresses in Europe. So too much clothing, umarchiv b'mishkonim lelo dochak, many more rooms in your house than you need. His sentence is that it's mutter. He's saying Shlomo HaMelech cautions against it. Umosrei hadvarim and bechlal, extra things. Asher einenu batuach, you can't ever be sure, shelo yikoshel bohem, that it'll be your downfall, that you'll get into it, and all of a sudden you need more, and you want more. You know, there's this great storybook I love, that the guy bought a new doormat. You know, it all started with a doormat. Like a kid's book. Guy buys a new doormat, and then a beautiful doormat, now he needs a new doorknob, and then he needs a new, and at the end they're like, he becomes dissatisfied with everything he has. It all started with a doormat. Umosu hadvarim shenenu botech lo yikoshel bohem, k'mo she'amar achocham b'roi dvarim lo yecht al pesha. You're asking for trouble. If you make as a goal to have more than you need, Hashem might send you more than you need. there's Ashirus in the world. Chazal had no problem with Ashirus. Our others were Ashirim. But they didn't have as a goal to acquire things that they didn't need. Again, not Osir. Shlomo Melech warns against it. He extrapolates from a melech that, you know, it says layar below noshim, layar below kesev zohav, layar below susim. Right? Some people have a fleet of cars. They have a fleet, right? So if you have two cars because you need one, your wife needs one, that's called needs. But the people, I once read that the Jay Leno has like 50, 60, 70 cars. He collects vintage cars, like old cars. So he's over Le'abeloi Susan. The Shtadlus Barova Kenyan, and he's Osuk in that. This is what we're talking about, that he's busy doing that. The Kibbutz Hamoman. All of these things that we're saying are extra, it ends up being your downfall, says the Chavis Al-Babus. It ends up something, it's not good. Either it ends up you get into it and that's all you have time for, or with food and it's certainly drink, food, certainly physically it becomes your downfall. And the standard, the redifa after kesef and moisoros, maguna ba'achrona, but they shall hate maybe ala odom. So this is the Chavis Al-Bava's view. He says, once you're doing something you don't need, once that's your goal, once you have as a goal something you don't need, you're in dangerous territory. It's only a skip and a hop to doing something that's usur, because you're past the... Chavis Al-Bava says this in many places in the Sefer. He sees the Torah as restraining a person's urges. And he even talks about the Torah as that being the goal. The goal of the Torah, there are Sfarim that talk about the particular mitzvahs and particular averus as, you know, being connected to very holy things in Shemayim, and no doubt that's true. The Chavis Halvados talks about them in a very, very pragmatic, down-to-earth way, as if the Torah is teaching us self-control. The Torah wants us to restrain ourselves. It's a way of curbing our desires, our guf, our chumrius. And this is what he's saying here. He's saying, if you don't make boundaries in what's mutter, and you start just going after something because you want it, you're misaveh for it, so then you've broken a certain barrier, and it's very hard to maintain the barrier of osur. This is what he's saying, because you're not exercising restraint. So we all say, oh, but of course I'll stop at the point of osur, because that's osur. Maybe he's saying you're playing a dangerous game. Once you go past what you need, you're not restraining yourself, and once you're not restraining yourself, you really are not sure that your lehitus, that your taivus, that your won't go into forbidden territory. That's why it's dangerous. That's why Shlomo HaMelech warns against it. Again, he's still in the paragraph called Mutter, but he's saying why it's a very bad idea. Very bad idea. And he brings down Pesukim to that effect. And then he says, why is it a bad idea? He says, because it will lead you to doing something osur. Okay. Valchelek hashlishi min hamutter, the third category of something that's mutter, hu hakitzer, to not take enough. Where a person says, I am going to be ascetic. I'm going to fast every day, half a day. I'm going to walk around in not rags, but I walk around in very unstylish clothing, you know, very, very, like, you know, below the line, what we all would say, you know, that's what he's talking about, hakitzer, not doing enough. That a person doesn't take care of himself or herself to do what they need, whether it's again b'machal, b'mishta, b'malbush, b'mishgal, b'dibur, b'shina, b'esek, b'tzarchei hamazon, anything. When you see someone acting that way, he's going to be one. He's going to be one of two types of people, says the Chayvus Halavus. V'zeyeh cholik l'shnei chalokim. It's coming from one of two places. This asceticism, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, shiyeh chasidus, it could be coming from a good place, that he wants to be more porush from olam hazeh. Oh, l'inyan ha'olam. He says, or the person has a different taiva for something. Maybe it's kavod, maybe it's self-importance, pompousness, and maybe it's coming from there. And he's using asceticism, he's using parishus, really just as a trick to get what he desires in another area.
When you lack of self-esteem would cause a person to say, you know, Lamagiali any more than this.
That's really? I thought that's what he's talking about. Someone that makes himself go hungry, someone that doesn't dress at all, someone that lives in a house where the roof leaks, someone that bedavka, like, and he's doing things, he's not doing enough for his needs. He's saying, mutter, needs too much, too little, needs good. Hashem wants that. Too much, not a good idea. You're not exercising self-restraint. No telling where it'll stop. Too little, he's very smart. One of two things. Either he means it for real, and he wants to be more porish from Olam Hazeh, or he has a cheshbon in mind that he's going to get something out of this. There's something in it for him. So he's willing to go hungry if people will look at him as a big tzaddik. He's willing to, you know, to daven Mon Shmoneh Esrei because people will give him respect. He said two types could be coming from there, could be coming from there. So let's learn further. How do you know? U'mashi yesh memenu l'chasidus. If you're doing it. For a good reason, if it's coming from a good place, l'skarev bo el Hashem al derech haprishus, he feels through shvirus his taivas. This is the inyan of making the dorim. Like even the Gemara, we're learning Maseches Nedarim now in the Kol El, rather. The Gemara is the Gemara waffles on the inyan of the dorim. Making a neder, making something mutter usher on yourself. The Gemara, like, there are Gemaras that say good, Gemaras that say no good. And so he's saying, if, you know, and the answer is it could be good and it could be no good. If you're coming from a place, he says, that you want to break down your taivas, you feel, you know, you want to, maybe you want to ultimately end up normal, but you know, to do that, you have to break a taiva you have, so you go to an opposite extreme, which is a standard musardik and a physiological ploy. Hu meshubach, that's good. If you mean it lishma, and you're doing it l'shem shemayim, obviously, I say obviously, we're not talking about someone who makes himself sick. Obvious. I think that's obvious. Chavis Halavas doesn't speak it out, but I think it's obvious. I don't think he has to speak it out. I'm not talking about someone who makes himself ill, someone who doesn't have koach to learn or to go to work or to daven because he's not eating enough or not sleeping enough, so he can't really think, and his mind is like all cloudy because he doesn't sleep enough. He's not talking about that, and he doesn't speak it out. For sure he's not talking about that. He's talking about you work on making do with less. But you're fine. I mean, you can get through the day. So that, he says, is meshubach. If your real motive is shviras taivas and becoming more ruchni, less gashmi, that's okay. Umekablam aleho schar. Kamo shomer Shlomo melech hachochom, leiv chachomim beis evel. Right? You think, meaning, leiv chachomim beis evel, leiv ksilim beis simcha. So, meaning, the leiv chacham is always thinking about the Yom HaMisa, and what's it all about, and what's the point of, you know. So he minimizes. But if it comes from avos olam hazeh, someone's stingy. He says, oh, I don't like to spend a lot of money. No. You don't like to spend a lot of money because you like to have a lot of money in your envelope that you can count at night. Or you could feel a stingy person. It could be stingy. It could be a person is mitzamtzem in his hotzaos, coming from a good place. And it could be he's stingy and he wants to accumulate money. Kadesh Yishir Lo Yelser Mammon. Oh, Kadesh Yishapchu also. People say, oh man, look at that guy. You know, he fasts every Monday and Thursday. You know, what he has in his cupboard, he has bread and salt and that's it. And I looked in his refrigerator, he only has water. And he likes that. He feels good. Oh, Kadesh Yishapchu. You know, this doesn't have to be so conscious that we're talking about some wild-eyed Russia. This is a lot of times we do things, and you know, we want people to find out about it. Oh, that's wonderful. People are going to say I'm a porush, or even just to feel like a tzaddik. You know, this doesn't have to be other people. It could be just puffed up with your own self-importance. And therefore he gets by with less than what he needs, litzunoso, for his sustenance, machmas chasidus, right? Zem maguna. Estapko zem hu maguna. This is bad. Estapko's b'muot, he's talking about. Neshu yotze mi'aderech ha'benoni. The chome says gufo, he's injuring himself, he's harming himself. The zem may rove avosu ba'olam. I guess, again, if he's mamish injuring himself, I don't think the motive matters. Then it's just inconceivable to me that the Chavis Lovers would approve of that. So he means he's stealing, he's robbing his guf, he says. And listen to this sentence, great sentence. Misha porish min ha'olam, someone who's porish min ha'olam, la'avas ha'olam, but it's real, it's because he loves the world. You know, he's porish for kavod. He has an agenda. Dome kemisha mechaba ha'esh b'tevin. It's like a person trying to extinguish a fire, the fire of his taiva, by throwing on tevin. In other words, he's just feeding his taivas. He's just feeding into. He just has other motives, maybe more subtle, not so apparent. But he's not really pushing away his taivas. He's feeding his taivas. He's willing to go a whole day without food so that people should know he fasted on Bahab. So you have to be careful. Then he says a remarkable thing. He says, with two exceptions. I don't care what your motive is, but I don't care what your motive is. Two things. It's so good to do them minimally, as little as possible, that I don't even care what your motives are. It's kedai. That's l'chora what he's saying. Aval hadibur v'hashena, talking and sleeping. He says, hakitzer mehem meshubach. No matter what, this is always good. The less you talk, it's kedai. In other words, on balance, this is the Chavis Halvavos' psak. On balance, if you take the bid of a person that doesn't talk, he's tainus dibur, because he wants kavod from people, it's still kedai. That's what he's saying. because talking just gets you into trouble. With dibur, you talk, whether it's lashon hara or it's making someone feel bad, or it just, the less you talk, the better off you are. I think our experience tells us that we know it's true. The less you talk, the better you are. This is what he says. It's a, I don't know if it's famous, Chavis Halavas, but that's what he's saying. And it's even kedai to not talk shalom and feed into other taivas. The gain of not talking will be more than the loss of whatever it is you're feeding into. Remarkable point, he's saying. Aval hadibur v'hashena k'akitzer mehem b'shubach. Hadibur m'nesha hashtika achrisa yoser tova. The end result is, it's more kedai. K'mo sh'omer achokam al tvayel al picha v'libcha al yamar lo sidor v'lefnei halokim. Don't talk so much. Kilokim b'shamayim v'yatol ha'oretz. How can you d'varech ma'atim? Aval hashena, and sleep also, he says. Again, it's inconceivable that we're talking about so little sleep that it's not healthy or you can't function the next day. It can't be, right. So he's talking about lamait. Whether you follow the, say, 8 hours. I mean, everybody knows what they need and what they can get by on without too much, without adverse effect. So he says, "Kamayshama ma'at sheino, ma'at tnumos, ma'at chibuk yadayim lishkov." He says that's because why? I guess because sleep is like, you know, how long are we alive in this world? That's all plain bullshit. Hashem created sleep. We have to refresh our bodies, our minds. But it's really, 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 really a waste of time. We're wasting our time. We're not doing anything. So if a person has a certain amount of years to live, so why should you waste? So that's what he's saying. I mean, I think that's a bima mai did it. Of course, you could, anything you can turn around and talk about is Hashem, right? This is Befeirish, you know, in many Sfarim, Chavis Halavas as well. You know, when you go to sleep, you say, I'm going to sleep in order to refresh my body that I can serve Hashem. So then the sleeping becomes an avoda. So it's true. But there's no but. Well, but from an objective viewpoint, sleep is a time killer. No question about it. You're sleeping, you're not doing anything. So when you sleep, what you have to, you have in mind, and you can turn it into more than a neutral. You can turn it into an avoda. By having it, all you have to do is have in mind, well, if for shorthand, you just have in mind, I'm sleeping because it's the Ratzon Hashem, I should sleep. A more sophisticated thought is to go through the whole process. I'm sleeping so that I should be rested, so that I can serve Hashem tomorrow. Why did Hashem make sleep a chlal? Such a big waste of time. So Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal answer, you know, he has like questions. People threw questions at him. So I saw this in a sefer that has the questions people asked him. What's the purpose of sleeping? Is to remind you of Misa. You get a nightly reminder that one day it's all over. You don't have to sleep, it's over. And you know, Shoma goes back to Shemayim, and you know, then you say Modani in the morning, but it's a daily reminder of where we're all headed. That's what he answered. Not bad. I mean, not bad. It like resonates with me. Why Hashem did that? Why Hashem made, right? Remember, Hashem did everything. Hashem could have made the human body that it doesn't need to be refreshed every, you know, six to eight every 24 hours. That's what he answered. It's the Koran of Yom HaMisa. I mean, the Gemara calls Shina 1/60th of Misa. I think that's a good answer. So what did he say? Now he's going to say, wait a second. What did he say? There's Osir, Mitzvah, and Mutter. Then he said, Mutter has three categories. Anah, what I need, and Hashem wants me to do and to work on and to acquire what I need. too much, which is not a good idea, bad idea, and too little, which may be a good idea and may be a bad idea. And now he says, so wait a second, everything's either a good idea or a bad idea. So now that we've said this and we've gone through these stages, so really all you have is something's either a mitzvah or an aveira, or you're doing what you need. Right? Ki kol ma sheyotze migeder dei hasipuk, anything that goes outside the boundaries of what you need, o ala tosefes, either you're doing too much, o ala chisaron, eino nimlat. So, monoshach, it's either a good thing to do, imye l'shem shemayim, either you're doing it because it's rotzon Hashem, which is a case, let's say, of an ascetic, if he has the good kabbana, o ba'azhara, or he shouldn't do it, im lo yiyah l'shem shemayim, if he's doing it for the wrong reasons, or if he's doing too much, this is not what Hashem wants. So, really, we're back to the binary system. Either, I like to say again, he doesn't really say it's mamash a mitzvah, you know, you can make a bracha over an aveira, but it brings it closer to Hashem. It's a mitzvah in that sense, brings it closer to Hashem, whereas an aveira moves you further away. So again, you know, we're not going to start tomorrow only eating exactly what we need, although, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea for someone to write a diet book, call it the Chayvus Halvavus diet book, and it's to ask yourself, do I need this? That's a good, that's a good idea. Doesn't matter. Write the book.
Isn't very difficult to be done in that?
That's an understatement.
Especially in our society now, and the good times we live in.
Yeah.
Where we have so much.
Yeah.
How do you know what's more than what you need?
I don't know. But I do know that we, as I said when we started tonight, start off the next 10 years with at least what we do eat. It's appreciating that Hashem gave it to us. Use it to, like, have a better appreciation of Hashem's world.
Should we start cutting back?
You know, every person has to answer that privately to themselves. Am I eating this because it tastes good, and that's all that's in my mind? Yeah, cut back. If you can't, if a person, if it's too hard, so turn it around and use it for the good. Say, okay, look, I'm going to eat this. It's like, there's no way I'm letting this seven-layer cake sit here. There's no way. That seven-layer cake is asking to be eaten. Okay, but, like, it's kind of degrading. I mean, again, this is in an ideal world. I mean, we all work on this, hopefully. It's kind of degrading to just eat it because I like it. Like, it's like an animal. I'm better than that. Okay, so, well, I'll make a bracha on it. And it won't be, you know, I can make a barim your name Zonos on a plain, unsalted cracker that I'm eating for my lunch with a dab of cream cheese. Or I can eat the seven-layer cake. So if I feel more appreciation to Hashem, really, for making such a delicious food, lehonos b'hem b'nei adam, like we say, b'birkas ilanos. So at least, you know, at least you've turned it around. To say, well, would it be better from an objective viewpoint if I wouldn't eat it? A tough question to answer. I would answer as follows. If you really miss avet to eat it, and, you know, you say, oh boy, that's pretty bad. Okay, let me at least use the opportunity to appreciate, to give gratitude to Hashem, to you know, let me at least use it for that. So then it would be better to refrain. I'm talking theoretically. You know, But if, you know, I guess a person could reach a madrega, like Rebbe said, like the Gemara says at one point, where Hashem will have kindness to you for not enjoying the world and everything he made in it. So I guess a person could reach a darga where he, chatchila, says, and this is going to sound funny, but I guess there's such a madrega where you say, well, look at that seven layer cake. Let me use it. See, that's the difference in a bracha. That's what, you know, that's apple tree, you know, mitzvah tree, the apple, very priorates. Everybody know the song? So the apple wanted someone to eat it. It's a very good song. You gotta get it, the mitzvah tree. The apple wanted someone to eat it. Someone that would eat it, that would make a bracha over it. As that was, the apple said, that's my tachlis. My tachlis is that someone's going to use me to make a bracha. And so it wanted to be eaten by someone that would make a bracha. That's the story. So it's a very good story. And it's really the difference between, like, a tzaddik will eat in order to make a bracha, and a regular person will make a bracha in order to eat. So if you're eating what you... So again, in the Chavis Havavos' world, this is the way it would go. If I'm eating what I need, so I should think, okay, this is Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants me to eat what I need. So then you score two points, basket. First of all, I'm eating what I need, and I'm doing it because it's the will of Hashem. And I'm using it as an opportunity to thank Hashem for providing it, because I'm making a bracha over it. Right? If you're eating the seven layer cake, so then again, there exists a darga. The Gemara speaks of such a darga where I welcome the opportunity to eat something that tastes so good because I know it will deepen my appreciation of gratitude to Hashem, and that's why I'm eating it. I'm eating it to have that appreciation. That's great. That's wonderful. You know, we can only aspire to such a madrega, and we would never trust ourselves. I suggest that that's indeed what we're doing. If you save it for Shabbos, you're on safer ground, because Hashem it becomes a mitzvah. Hashem wants us to, you know, it's like Shabbos. It's like, since having good things to eat on Shabbos deepens your enjoyment of Shabbos, intensifies your enjoyment of Shabbos, and that's good. That's onik Shabbos. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to enjoy Shabbos. Now, again, that's like the highest madrega, I would imagine. It's a trick. You know, I'll enjoy Shabbos, and hopefully I could then draw from Shabbos what Hashem wants me to draw. There's no question in my mind. Hashem doesn't ultimately want me to draw the seven layer cake out of Shabbos, right? He ultimately wants me to enjoy the Me'ein Olam Haba of Shabbos, but we don't question Hashem, so to speak. Apparently Hashem knew that through eating and drinking, which is a mitzvah derabbanan to do on Shabbos, it's gonna get you there. It's gonna make you look forward to Shabbos. Hashem knew the human psyche. He wired it. He wired it. So he knows it. It's going to make me look forward to Shabbos. It's going to make me be comfortable on Shabbos, enjoy Shabbos. Maybe he knew that instead of just chafing under my inability to go onto a computer, right? So I know that there's a geschmack kugel waiting for me, or whatever enjoyment. Yeah, Shabbos. Only Shabbos is a mitzvah derabbanan. So you could do it that way. I'm saying, so the ultimate tzaddik, maybe, I would say, if someone is really on the madrega where he says, ooh, look at that seven layer cake, let me use it to deepen my appreciation and gratitude to Hashem. So I wouldn't turn to such a person and say, you know, but you're better off not eating it because you don't really need it. Because he's mamish lechatchila using it in avodas Hashem. We mortals, we can only hope that we want to eat it because it tastes good. So then we hope that we catch ourselves and say, you know, let me at least use it for avoda, and we'll make a bracha with more kavana, maybe a little more slowly, maybe take a little more appreciation, and we'll appreciate that Hashem made such enjoyable things in the world. But it's like a defensive mechanism. to such a person, if he would ask me, I would say, you know, I guess it would be better to forego it. But that's again, we're not. I think if we get out of the Chayus Halvavus, if we walk away from the Chayus Halvavus, that everything we do is meaningful. You know, that's scary, but it's very inspiring. There's nothing I do with my life that's a waste of time, that's neutral. You know, it's scary, but I think it's inspiring. Hashem gave me, like, every minute I could use to serve Hashem with. It doesn't have to be Yom Kippur. I don't have to be davening. I don't have to be, you know, a man will say, I don't have to be learning. That's always dangerous, but the reality of, let's say, the people in the shul, it's wonderful, most people. It's wonderful if they, because then you're always you're killing yourself. I should be doing this, I should be doing this, should I be doing this? Like did you say, I'm doing this throughout Hashem. I'm doing this. You're at peace. The says it by Bitachon too. He says, from the Bitachon perspective, you're doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. So now you're having Hashem a whole day. Instead of a person being torn, instead of, you know, good people, good Jews being torn by conflicting hergation, their lives, you know, it's like therapy. Chavis is good therapy. Stop struggling with yourself. Stop fighting with yourself. Just be able to look in the mirror and say, Hashem wants me to do this. So in the beginning, you'll say it, you'll be going to work, and you'll be eating the seven layer cake, and you'll just be able to say in some cloliestic way, this is what Hashem wants me to do. And maybe as you progress through life, you'll be mitzamtzim more and more, what you have to say that with a trick. And you'll be able to but that's it's years of avoda. We're learning Shara Avodas Elokim. It's a work in progress always. Okay, I have to go. Sorry.
Okay. How does making a Tatiana on the street, like that excitement? That excitement. Yeah.